Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, I'll have to go outside, it looks like, to this man here. Noel Cunningham is going to be outside. I'll have to make my way out of the Roadcaster. It's actually much lovely, much warmer outside because we have the air conditioning on inside in the studio. And I come out and meet the glowing, unofficial Donegal ambassador, Noel Cunningham. A pleasure again to chat to you.
Well, Oliver, we are so happy to have you in Donegal and on such an important morning. You'll have to come back for when we bring Sam Maguire back to the hills in a couple of weeks.
We're going to be hammered by the Kerry people now by the time this is finished. Are you retired out of the hotel game? What's going on in your life now?
Look, I will never retire because there's not a lot to be said for it. I've had a long association with Harvey's Point. I still connect my name to that property with the new owners, and that's kind of fun. It's a lovely address, a lovely place to have my office, and a lovely place to speak out on issues relating to the great hospitality business and tourism.
And the big welcome that's here in Donegal.
The Fáilte, that's what it's all about, you know. We can have the fanciest chandeliers, the most extraordinary sort of dips and dribbles on plates and sort of grand cuisine, but the Fáilte, the welcome. Nice to have you in Donegal. That's what it's all about.
Camille, you go swimming every morning as well. We were talking to Katrina and Christina earlier on.
I do. I was brought up near Killybegs.
Yeah.
And near fishing ports, you were not encouraged to learn how to swim.
That's right. The superstition of sails.
Correct. The sea claimed you. And people were going out in little seiners, we called them in those days. And I suppose the belief was that if something happened, you weren't going to survive anyway. So don't prolong the agony.
But don't fight fate, I think, was kind of the superstition.
Let the sea claim you.
Did you learn to swim then growing up? Were you unusually, or did you
absolutely
have to?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So how I did learned you to swim. My friend Lisa, bless her, she said, Noel, you were getting in the water during COVID because the beach is right beside my house. And it's been basically a lifesaver because I'm a recovering alcoholic. So yeah, it is really the best way to start the day.
But you live life to the full, don't you?
One has to. I mean, I learned very quickly when I turned 70, there are three ages, young, middle-aged, and you're looking very well, Noel. I just have to work
a bit that age.
Harder at that now. And, you know, I try to embrace the day and say, look, get up, get out.
Brilliant.
And a bit of makeup is required. Go for it, you know. It's a great way of
living. Can we call you every morning and get motivated? Where exactly do you get into the water?
Oh, over at Fintra.
Okay, so that's north of here, isn't it?
We're down south Donegal.
Yeah, we're at the very end.
This is all the Wild Atlantic, the gorgeous Wild Atlantic Way. Fintra is a little beach just beyond Killybegs, a couple of miles out the road, going toward the amazing Slieveley Cliffs, that beautiful peninsula.
Yes, yeah.
It's stunningly gorgeous.
Absolutely. And what do you do then for the rest of your day on your because you're up so early and you've got your swim done, you head off to your office in Harvey's Point?
Absolutely. I have a million things. I'm always just too busy. My beloved family say, Noel, you are supposed to be retired or semi-retired.
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake, just keep going.
You're a big fan of hospitality. We have seen the change ourselves in the last 10, 15 years in terms of quality of everything, but especially food.
It's quite extraordinary. I mean, I grew up in a Donegal, you know, the wedding breakfast was sort of oxtail soup or Florida cocktail. And, you know, it's completely, to think in our county now, we have Michelin chefs cooking in beautiful restaurants. Our food is spoken about, and from sea to table or from farm to fork. It's gorgeous, it's exciting, and we have some of the most stunning hotels and properties.
We do, yeah.
And Airbnbs that are of the highest quality. So we can speak proudly and loudly about our county, but we also have to remember, in hospitality, never take that welcome for granted. Never take what we have for granted. Keep remembering, people want to see money being reinvested in our towns, in our sort of cafes. The offer for our tourist has always to improve.
And the tourism season, we're not hearing great reports this year. So you'd encourage people, if they can spare it at all, to go out and support local.
Absolutely. Don't you know, look at what's happening abroad. You know, we go abroad and we spend 2 weeks complaining about the extreme heat. Yeah. Stay at home. For once, stay at home. Have a wee look in your own corner. Now, I understand that people like to get away. I respect that. And even that extreme heat is required now and again. But, you know, if you have a few bob to spend, if you have visitors coming from other countries to see you, take them out and about in our own county, in our own country. You know, do a wee bit of kind of wandering about.
Yeah, and come local.
Absolutely, stay local.
Now, Noel, you're the only person in Donegal who's allowed to be a bit ostentatious. I noticed you've got the special licence. We were talking about Thai Guy Summer. Have you heard that this fella's going around in short shorts now the whole summer? That's the new fashion trend. Would you be against that now, or would you be...
I would say if you come to Kitty Beggs tomorrow morning, you may well find me in that style.
Very good, okay.
But, you know, I was amused by what you said
in shorts right now
about, you know, the GAA now when you go to a football match. It used to be an all-male now.
Yeah.
And now, forget about that. For a gay man, I now feel quite comfortable going to a county final or to look forward to going
more so
to Croke Park. Very much more so. I feel... that I'm part of it.
Yeah.
And that used not be the case when I was growing up. You felt...
Another thing we shouldn't take for granted, that lovely family-friendly atmosphere we get in Croke Park.
Oh, my God, sure. Yesterday was pure magic.
Now, Noel, thank you so much for rounding off our visit to Bundoran.
We are delighted that you're here.
Thrilled to be here ourselves.
We love to see RTE in Donegal. We love to spread the message. We are different up here.
Lovely. No, look after yourself and enjoy the rest of the day. And you are looking well, by the way.
You're looking very well.
That's not meant as an insult.
Absolutely.
Somehow. Only Donegal could be an insult.